866-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
I actually got this from one of our readers of one of my magazines that I kicked out a couple years back. And the article was named, "What is Our History and Where is It At?" America, would you hire Soviet Mikhail Gorbachev to teach your children about American values? And I'm sure most of you would say, you got to be kidding me.
I'd say no.
Okay, thank you. His philosophy is being taught in 10,350 of our United States schools today. The curriculum in these 10,000 schools is patterned after the socialized program. The program is called GLOBE, and it is being promoted worldwide. This is what they're teaching in public schools. Number one, earth worship, pantheism. Number two, evolution. Then you wonder why they act like a bunch of monkeys. Number three, socialized medicine. Hello. Number four, world government. Hello. Number five, animal rights. Animals seen as brothers and sisters. I'm not kidding you, folks. Number six, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. Hello. Number seven, contraception and reproductive health. Legal abortion will never be legal. Number eight, debt forgiveness to third world nations. Number nine, adoption of the gay rights agenda. Number 10, elimination of the right to bear arms. We heard what Obama was doing behind closed doors last week. Hannity was blowing it in the wind. They're trying to disarm the American people under the radar. Number 11, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observation to benefit, are you ready this for this? Not to benefit the people, but to benefit the environment.
No.
Mikhail Gorbachev is the head of the organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States. Gorbachev is really working to create world government, and he is helping to implement this education scheme through this program. He also joined partnership with UNESCO, which is also the source of much of the anti-American education curriculum, as well as the International Baccalaureate program. This GLOBE program is funded and implemented through the Federal Department of Education, created under Goals 2000, and now carried over into No Child Left Behind. We call it No Child Left Indoctrinated. Gone is the history of the founding of our country, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution, our founding documents, America. Gorbachev, as the leader of the Soviet Union, couldn't compete with America, but now pretending to be an environmentalist and an educator, he is succeeding in helping to indoctrinate children in America through the public school systems. Now, again, if we go back to the two pillars, as George Washington rightly referred, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. When we go back to the Bible, because they've already eradicated, or they're attempting to eradicate the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, let me go to the Bible. The Lord said in Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected." He's laying the responsibility on the people that should know better. He said, "Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou be no priest to me, no child to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget your children." And then in verse 7 it says this, "And they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore I will change their glory into shame." And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country today. Now, when we pay attention to what's going on in Texas right now, folks, for those that haven't heard, we have a judge, a chief U.S. district judge, Fred Byrie. He's banning prayer at a graduation ceremony. He ordered that certain words like prayer and amen be banned as well. But he said students are allowed to make the sign of the cross, wear religious garb, or kneel to face Mecca. But anyone who says join in prayer, however, could face stiff penalties. The tyrant judge Byrie's ruling banned students and other speakers from using religious language in their speeches. Among the banned words or phrases are join in prayer, bow their heads, amen, and prayer. He also ordered the school district to remove the terms invocation and benediction from the graduation program. These terms, said he, shall be replaced with opening remarks, closing remarks. The judge ordered, stated, his rulings also prohibits anyone from saying, "In a deity's name, we pray." You have got to be kidding me. Who does this individual think he is?
Seems to me he thinks he's God.
Isn't Thomas Jefferson right when he said, "Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny? Where the government fears the people, you have liberty"? He went on.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, the judge went so far as to threaten jail time for anyone who disobeys his dictatorial decree. According to Fox, should a student violate the order, school district officials could find themselves in legal trouble.
I'm not sure. Is there an amendment about that?
I think Article 1 in the Bill of Rights says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
Oh, but a judge can?
He's legislating from the bench. He's going above Congress, and he's going above the people.
There's a word for this. Impeachment?
That's what we're going to talk about when we get back. I'm going to continue on with his threats towards the student and his parents if they continue forward and say a prayer during his graduation. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
www.thewisdomofgod.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
So we'll get right back into this again. We're talking about the judge in Texas that is usurping your authority and the usurping of not only his oath, but the God that he swore.
That's right.
The oath to uphold unto. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Listen to me carefully, America. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And I want to say that again just so everybody can understand me. Congress, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, Congress shall make no, N-O, stop sign for government. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a readdress of grievances. Yet a judge in Texas, Fred Byrie, ordered the banning of prayer at a graduation ceremony. He ordered that certain words like prayer and amen be banned as well. He said should a student violate the order, school district officials could find themselves in legal trouble. Judge Byrie ordered that his ruling be enforced by incarceration. He's speaking of the students, America. Enforced by incarceration, throw them in jail or other sanctions for contempt of court if not obeyed by district official and their agents. The ruling came about, Fox reports, because of a lawsuit filed by Krista and Danny Schultz, whose son is set to participate in the graduation ceremony this weekend. Judge Byrie said the family would suffer irreparable harm. They would suffer irreparable harm. He's threatening them. He's not threatening them with the use of the laws of the land. He's threatening them with the use of tyrannical laws that he's created in his own mind. Should anyone pray but did not explain how the family would suffer if they went forward with it? Fox reports the Texas Attorney General called the ruling unconstitutional and a blatant attack from those who do not believe in God. No. Really? Attempts by atheists and agnostics to use certain courts to eliminate from the public landscape any and all references to God whatsoever. They're at war with God, America. They're at war with who you are as a people. Your foundations are constantly under attack. By who? Not by Christians. Not by those that love their country. They're under attack by those that hate who you are. I want to clarify something real quick, and then we're going to talk about that word impeachment. May students pray on a public school campus legally? Yes, they can. May students read their Bibles on a public school campus? Yes, they can. May students from religious clubs on campus if other non-curricular clubs exist? Yes, they can. May students hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious materials on campus? Yes, they can. May students do research papers, speeches, etc., so on and so forth, with religious themes? Yes, they can. May students be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs? Yes, they can. Parents, why do you have your kids in a public school anyways? May students discuss religious issues altogether, even if other students may hear them? Yes, they can. The question I have for America is, when we see this kind of stuff, because I just went through something kind of similar to what just took place here. I've done over 20 interviews from coast to coast, literally over the last week. And they ask me, did you get in trouble for saying the name of Jesus? And I say to them, I don't care if I was in trouble for the name of Jesus.
It's not trouble.
Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Hello. I'm not going into a building, a Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. Neither should any student walk into a public school and look at the writings all over the walls that have God, the Ten Commandments, Moses, referenced everywhere, quotes from our forefathers referring to who we are as a people. I'm not going in there, America, to ask for permission. I'm not asking a judge for my rights to be enforced. And neither should you. You don't go around to the government that works for we the people and ask them if you can invoke the God that we're all ruled by. Isn't it interesting? Now you have judges that won't be ruled by God, but yet you're to be ruled by them. That's not a good place to put yourself, America. It really isn't. Now, when I first read this, I literally started to laugh. Because I'm thinking to myself, you folks out there that are bowing to this threat from this judge who is clearly out of his scope of authority, he is not given the power by anybody to enforce laws that work against we the people as a republic, one nation under God. He does not have that authority. And what America does, not all, some, they bow to these tyrants. They cower to them because they've never taken time to read the Bible or the Constitution.
It's not in them.
You don't have privileges, America. You have rights, America. And God gave you those rights. So you don't go up to a judge that works for you, who's an extension of who you are and what you allow him to be, and ask him if you can pray to the God that is the God we called upon to give us the country that we have in the first place. Now, in saying that, the first thing I thought is what Jake brought up. Impeachment. America. Machiavelli was destroyed. The Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because of the lack of impeachment. We see what happened when the American people stood up in this great state of Iowa. When the judges wanted to legislate from the bench illegally against the we the people as our republic, one nation under God, the people rose up in that state and removed three judges. Not illegally, lawfully. Not rebelliously. No. Who is the rebellion? Who is in rebellion? The judges that were not there that were being ruled by the laws that they were supposed to enforce. America, if you could get this, you'll begin to understand what our forefathers meant. Like Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and John Adams when they said, listen, disobedience towards tyrants is obedience towards God. Nowhere in Scripture, America, nowhere in Scripture are we to abide or subject ourselves unto those that have been put in authority over us. We're not subject to laws that are contrary to God's laws. And they are not to be neither, and if they are, then they need to be impeached. Jake.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces are designed to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such governments and provide new guards for their future security. This is your security, America. The way that we do it is bloodless. It's called impeachment. A lot of folks look for justification to say, well, I can't remove a judge. Yes, absolutely, you can. Judges are on borrowed authority from the God of heaven and from you, the people. This is your duty. Actually, excuse me. This is your right. And number two, as it says in the Declaration, it is your duty. So to turn at things like this and say, oh, I can't believe that, and not respond and not react, you're actually going against your very duty that God has commanded you to. So enough of this pacifism where somebody says, well, I'm a Christian, and therefore I can't get involved in that. Or Jesus wouldn't do that. Jesus would pray for that judge.
Question.
He would remove him now.
Hang on a second. You just got done saying something that's pretty important. The government is not supposed to interfere with our religious rights at all.
Nope, it's not a federal issue.
So, but apparently this guy thinks that he has authority.
Of course.
And I thought there was lines between church and state there, Mr. Judge.
It depends which way. Whatever way he can use it. And it's not only that, whatever way he can use it. It's whatever way you allow it.
The people in the great state of Texas need to stand up and say, see ya.
That's right.
They need to process the impeachment through Congress and remove this federal judge.
That's right.
If it goes unheeded and you let this guy get away with it, he's going to bring more abuses to the American people, especially in the great state of Texas. If you let him go, he's going to do it again, and you're only encouraging tyranny when you leave justice undone. And don't forget it. We're going to take a quick break, come back with these phone calls. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We were just talking about the judge in Texas. Wow, folks. Stand up, or else they're going to force you to shut up. There's no better way of saying it. We got Steve from Las Vegas calling. Oh, wow. What's the temp there, Steve? How are you, sir? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, hey, punk rockers.
How are you, man? What is the temp in Las Vegas today?
Temperature?
Yes.
I think we've had the coldest weather so far this year.
Yeah.
I've been here over 30 years. It's the coldest weather we've ever had. I think Minnesota's getting our weather or something. I had somebody tell me it was really warm there.
What are you going to tell me? It's like 90 degrees there? Is that your cold weather in Las Vegas?
Well, in the middle of the day, it gets up to 90, but there's a lot of, it's still getting really cool at night. And, you know, there's a lot of days in history past, like February, for instance, February and March, we would have 80 degree days. Well, we had like high 60s.
Huh. You guys,
it's global warming.
It still is, but it's still beautiful weather there.
Oh yeah. It's okay. It's much, in fact, it's much, much, much more not. Much better.
Yeah, tolerable.
You know, it's not near the heat oppressiveness that it usually is.
Gotcha. So what was your question or comment, Steve?
Well, I heard the first week, I listened to the first week last week.
Okay.
And I went back and listened to the last three shows on GCN. Thank you, GCN.
Thank you.
And, of course, I heard the prayer.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the main, that would be my focus.
Yep.
I listened to how you weren't sure how these people could object, and I do think that I have a take on it, but I'd be interested, you know, if I'm wrong, I'll certainly listen. The law school taught me that. The best Supreme Court decisions are the ones that are really respected are 5-4, not because the four are idiots. They just come to different conclusions.
Yep.
What I really, you know, you've been talking so far about the deception in our world, and there's, and I think the programming and the intent, what we view as intentional deception by many, and I think that there's very little question that that's going on. A few years ago, I was raised Southern Baptist, and a few years ago I had an opportunity to investigate a smaller faith. I'm sure you've heard of the thief in the night, the passage of that in the Bible.
Yeah, John 10.
I couldn't tell you that. But,
okay.
But I did have a book placed in my hand, and it was called Thief in the Night. It was a gentleman by the name of Bill or William Sears. I never met the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
But he had his a close friend of his, and I read the book, and I got to admit, it made a lot of sense. Not that it's 100% truth. I mean, I don't really know. I'm still investigating.
Mm-hmm.
He had a friend of his who he thought had gotten involved in a weird cult. But instead of telling his friend, "Hey, you're wrong, here's why you're wrong," he said, "No." He says, "I'll learn everything about this weird cult," what he thought was a weird cult at that time. And he said, "And I'll check the Bible and the Bible prophecy, and I know that Jesus hasn't returned because, you know, the Bible will show me that all these things haven't occurred."
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this book, and he joined what he formerly had thought was a weird cult.
Okay, so what's your point about prayer, though? What was it about the prayer that you wanted to know, or what was your perspective?
Very good. Very good. I'm glad you didn't listen to that. You're a very, very astute young man. I have another friend of mine that I've heard on talk radio through the years. I've come
Steve,
to know
we,
him.
Steve, we have
I
to get to the point, Steve, we have to get to the point. What is your point?
He's a conscientious individual. I'm sure you've heard that some people are, instead of using the word Jesus, are going with Yahshua and different, you know, phraseologies.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much came to that conclusion that might be, that Jesus may not be the actual name of the Son of God.
Okay. We'll talk to you later, Steve. Thanks for your call. The point that I was getting out of the mumbo jumbo that we just got there, wow. Sorry about that one. I want that portion of my life back. The great enemy of truth is very often not the lie, deliberate, contrived, and dishonest, but the myth, persistent, persuasive, and unrealistic, said John F. Kennedy. But you know what? In America, there's absolutely no excuse for where we are today. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When you go into a hotel room, we've been in lots of them, there's a Bible in every single one of them. I think there's, out of the 500 hotels that I've stayed in my life, I think there was one hotel room that did not have a Bible, just one. Just one. So outside of that, what's people's excuses? They don't have any.
No. Nope.
You know, I heard Billy Graham's wife one time say that Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have Bibles. So if you think about that, God judged that nation for their wickedness that did not have the word. But they still had conscience, and conscience means with knowledge.
Yep.
So, therefore, we know right and wrong with or without the word of God. The word of God brings clarity and understanding by the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
So we have clarity, so we can think clearly,
yep.
So our windshield's clean, so we know where we're driving.
And so, and plainly stated is that liberty, so many people think and take for granted that liberty just exists, that it's a byproduct of the fact that we're breathing. It's not. Liberty, just like a farmer, when he looks at his field, just by nature that I'm a farmer and I look at my field, that does not mean that I'm going to produce a crop. I have to go out there and do the work. Liberty's the same way. If you don't understand constitutional values, principles, biblical values that are founded, or the constitutional values are founded upon those biblical values, you're not going to have liberty. You cannot take that for granted. Going back to the judge that we talked about before, this judge is operating outside of his scope. If you, as an individual person, don't take that bull by the horns, bye-bye liberty. It's a really simple concept. Rulers govern. They govern by borrowed authority, borrowed power. Their borrowing comes from the God of heaven, number one.
Let's slow down a little bit. Let's put the brakes on. Because I think everybody's still kind of like, they feel like eggs, scrambled eggs right now. Because I think the son got to this last individual in Las Vegas that just called us.
Oh, I was hoping just to recoup our airtime because we've got a lot to cover today.
I appreciate that, but... Wow. I mean, if I could really rewind and say I want that portion of my life back, I do want that portion of my life back. Where are you at? What planet are you on?
Can I tell you about a planet that we had a folks we've been sending out?
Okay, so you're going to make sense. You're going to put us back in the road here, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We've got a lot to cover in a very little time. Yeah. We've got a couple products that we've been distributing here recently. Bradley has just done a 5-part documentary series entitled My War. You can see that at mywarfilm.com. It is a fantastic miniseries. It covers and encapsulates exactly what we're talking about here, the principles of liberty in America, and how are we going to perpetuate those to our posterity, because we're accountable for those things. He also produced a comic book, which is a life story, and I just want to read a comment here. Because, folks, it's important that we get these articles of liberty, and it's important that you produce your own. I got your package when I got home from D.C., and this is a gal who's very active across the country. When I opened it, my son's eyes popped out of his head as he gasped, "A comic book!" Needless to say, I have been woken up each morning this week with facts about Bradley Dean. He's been compared to Thor.
Ooh.
And a Knight of the Round Table. This is the comic book that, folks, if you haven't seen yet, you can actually see it. It's on the front page of YouCanRunInternational.com in the news item.
And I don't use a hammer.
You can purchase one of these. There is no hammer in it, but the fact is this young person is talking about a patriot, a hero of liberty in America, and commenting him unto, listen more, "I wish I could say that I've been even able to look at it," this parent said. "But if you are wanting feedback, I can only offer up what my 8-year-old son's interpretation offered to his cousins." Most of your 8-year-olds play video games, don't read the Constitution, probably don't read their Bible, but this young man's life was so inspired by this My War comic book that now he's talking about Bradley as a superhero that lives in Minnesota that talks about the Constitution and our foundations
and
godly principles.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't even know where Minnesota is, but the fact is this comic book, again, it's on the front page of YouCanRunInternational.com. I'm setting up the truth. Folks, you need to get these type of products in your hands. You need to quit talking about, "Oh, I wish there was more resources out there," because there is. Again, on the front page of YouCanRunInternational.com, the news item, this is the comic book that this person is talking about. "Thank you so much, Jake, for thinking to send this book to me. We'll be watching the video tonight." Now, this is the video series, My War, that a lot of you have heard about, you've talked about. Well, let me easily navigate you to it. It's on the front page of MyWarFilm.com. You can watch the trailer. The kids, we're talking about kids. The kids brought the DVD to me and asked if we could watch Bradley's story instead of renting a movie. This is the type of reaction. And, folks, this isn't putting anybody on a pedestal. The fact is somebody in this ministry, Bradley did it, took his goods that he has and started producing them. Folks, we want to see liberty perpetuated throughout the country. That is the emphasis and the mission of this radio broadcast. It's not so we can get lost in the stars talking about theology and wonderful old classical antiquitous things like our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, according to some people. It's so that we can keep it and maintain it throughout our country. Good is easily prevailing. I'm just thinking of even our Constitution, when we set certain rights, like, for instance, the Second Amendment, those states which have passed concealed carry laws have reduced their murder rate by 8.5%,
mm-hmm.
rape by 5%, aggravated assault by 7%,
yep.
and robbery by 3%. Why? Because they simply went back to what works.
They're empowered.
And that's what we're talking about in this country. Again, you can go back and get this comic book, get this documentary. They're on the front page of YouCanRunInternational.com in the news item. Man, I love talking about this stuff because it works.
Awesome. We got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back. Keith Ellison says Bradley Dean is extreme. Let's talk about that for a couple minutes, and let's put it into perspective. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, the number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Stay to topic and let's roll. Weigh in. Let's see what you got to say. Right before the break, I started talking about how Keith Ellison says Bradley Dean is extreme.
Keith Ellison, jog my memory. Isn't he the Muslim?
Just hang on a second. That's correct. The first one to break tradition.
Swore his oath on a Quran.
Correct. It was my understanding that Keith Ellison has been making comments about me to the Daily Beast, saying the American people, unto the American people, that they may not know quite how extreme this guy Bradley Dean is.
Oh.
So, folks, as usual, when people make accusations, when they swallow or strain at the gnat and swallow the big, big camel.
The big beast.
I want to make sure we put things into perspective, and then I'll explain myself. But listen to this, because due to the fact that I'm not qualified to attack the issues of Islam, I'll let Brigitte Gabrielle expose Keith Ellison to you to say what I never could say. So check this out, and we'll come right back after this piece. Check it out. It's important.
And under Islam, there's the law of kismān or taqiyya, which is lying under Islam, where a Muslim can tell a lie, and a lie is permissible as long as the lie basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against an enemy. And this is why we were very concerned in the United States when Keith Ellison from Minnesota, the first Muslim congressman, was elected to Congress. Because under the practice of taqiyya, kismān or lying, where a Muslim can say any lie to protect Islam. Because under Islam, if a practicing Muslim is a practicing Muslim, when he is faced between two decisions, either to protect Islam or protect his family, his country, or anything else, his allegiance is to Islam, not to his country. So if a congressman like Keith Ellison...
So how does he swear allegiance to the United States?
He swore on a Quran. And under Islamic law, obviously he's a practicing Muslim. And under Islamic law, you can literally lay your hand on the Quran, swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, fully knowing that you are telling a lie and nothing but a lie, but that lie is forgiven. You are forgiven as a Muslim.
Because it's in the furtherance of Islam.
It's in the furtherance of Islam. And if America is ever at war and a Muslim congressman has to choose between his loyalty to Islam or the Islamic army or his loyalty to the United States, his loyalty at the day of judgment or at the day where he has to make a decision will be to Islam and not to any man-made religion or not to any constitution man-made by people. And that's what the American public needs to understand.
And yet we've elected someone like that to represent a state here in the United States.
Exactly. And actually, at his victory party, the echo of Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, which is the same words that the perpetrators of 9-1-1, Muhammad Atta, Ziad Jarrah, and all the other 19 hijackers of the plane, who kidnapped those planes and flew them into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, these were their last words that they uttered. Allahu Akbar, God is Allah is the greatest, Islam is supreme. And these are the words that were shouted at the victory party of Keith Ellison. This is why what we need to educate the American public about. This is the politically incorrect truth that the Western media from CNN and the others do not want to bring out to the American public because it is not politically correct to do so.
So
I believe it is my mission to launch an organized movement in the United States because what I have been prepared to in my life, because of my love for this country, because I am able to say what you think, but you're unable to say it because you will be considered a racist because of the way you look if you are Caucasian. I am equipped to speak, to articulate a message to the masses coming from the Middle East, knowing what the Middle East is all about, speaking the Arabic language. If anybody's going to accuse me of being a racist, they better be able to argue with me in Arabic, my mother tongue, before they can call me a racist.
But I don't know. Is it just me, Keith? Keith, we need to put this in perspective, brother.
That's extreme, brother.
Keith Ellison has been making comments about Bradley Dean to the Daily Beast saying that the American people may not know quite how extreme this guy Bradley Dean is. Wow. Thank you, Brigitte Gabrielle from Act for America. We appreciate you. Let me say this. Until America gets out of the political rhetoric and the games that are being played out in front of our faces, nothing's going to change, America. If you think the incumbent leadership, both politically and religiously, are going to bring you forward, you better think again. Though there is good leadership in both camps, there needs to be much more. Now, think with me for a minute. If we had a coach for the NFL football team that lost game after game in your state for the last 50 years, wouldn't you agree that things need to change, namely the coach?
Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Until you call things for what they are and bring the firm correction needed lawfully, things are going to remain the same. And America is looking for change, but the right kind of change. Justice, the guardian of liberty, was put as an inscription on the Supreme Court building for a reason. Now, according to Keith Ellison's accusations, it is extreme to stand up for our posterity, our future generations. Listen to me carefully. I am extreme for standing up for our future generations. To protect the family and to enforce the laws of our land, Keith Ellison is saying that I'm extreme. I say this. If this is extreme, then extreme it is. I rest my case. Keith Ellison is right. I'm extreme. But let me reassure you that the extreme that America is calling for is really called leadership. Martin Luther King said the right time to do the right thing is right now, and America is waiting for the now. It's time for the reestablishing of who we are as a republic, one nation under God, the Christian religion, indivisible, undividable, unbreakable, with liberty, freedom to do the things that we ought to do, and justice according to the Mosaic Institution, who's on the top of our Supreme Court building for all. Even people of other faiths such as Keith Ellison, so long as they abide by the laws of our land, he's already broken that allegiance. But I'm extreme. To make myself clear, the extremities that I've advocated in this ministry, according to Keith Ellison, are not lawless, but rather lawful. He's breaking the law, and I'm magnifying the law. So again, if you want to define me as being extreme for our country, so be it. My extremities are not lawless, but lawful. They're not unconstitutional, but rather constitutional. They're not un-American, but rather American. Keith Ellison seems to forget in his folly that I am not the one trying to overthrow our Constitution or the laws of our land. He is. I may be extreme, but I'm extreme in preserving this country because I love my country and my people. Too many of our veterans have paid the ultimate price by giving the ultimate sacrifice, and I'm not going to roll over and let anyone desecrate their memories, and not even Keith Ellison. You have to understand the problem with the radicals is they don't know how to deal with those who do not roll over every time they want another law overthrown. Those days are over, radicals, because people are tired of being rolled over by you. And America's been screaming from the housetops for 3 years now, enough is enough. I got to ask the question, where have you been, Keek? Where have you been, Keith Ellison? Do you not hear the voice of your constituents? Or did you forget that you work for we the people? I would also ask Keith Ellison, what is extreme about our laws? What is it that you don't like about who we are, Keith? Our laws say no to Sharia law in this country. Is this your problem?
Is that extreme? Yeah.
According to your mindset, that's extreme. You know what? So be it. Extreme it is. The people all over the country are rising up against the gay agenda that you, Keith, are attempting to put forth. 31 of the 50 states have voted gay marriage down, and another one to come. Is this your problem, Keith? Because according to your mindset, that's extreme. Extreme it is. So be it. Apparently, Keith Ellison doesn't know that sodomy is illegal in this country. That's pretty extreme, Keith. But then again, Keith Ellison is also the first politician that has blatantly disrespected everything about who we are as a Christian nation. Keith Ellison broke tradition in our country by swearing on the Quran rather than the Holy Bible. That's pretty extreme, Keith, but not righteously. Keith reminds me of those who hate good cops. The good cop loves his country so much that he honors everything about his established government by enforcing the laws of his land towards anyone that would attempt to overthrow it. And the question I have for you, America, is who would call a good cop extreme? You fill in the blank. Someone that's probably breaking the law, yeah? Keith might want to do his homework on those who he attacks and maybe even them, give him a call before he tells the press things that he knows nothing of. It's best for Keith to stick with people that don't know the difference as to who we are, like he has been, because they are the only ones foolish enough to ignore the writings on the wall. And I'm going to come back with a clear definition of extreme with the help of Martin Luther King when I come back. You got Bradley and Jake. One more call out. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.